in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
True. On in Grand Junction 101.1 and the Team Sports Network.
8:44, Jim along with the Buckeye Boy. Love to hear some of your memories of the Junior College World Series. That's our Q-Double question of the day today. Also, our quick question, where do you like to sit over at Sam Saplesio Field for the Alpine Bank JUCO World Series? Text us or call us 970-242-1340. With us right now on the Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone line. His ball club will face Iowa Western in the first game on Sunday, 10 o'clock over at Sam Saplesio Field. Perry Keith, coach of Connor State, Oklahoma, joins us. Good morning, Perry. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're doing well today. It was great to chat with you yesterday for a little bit over at the Skyline Complex. Your ball club taking some BP over there yesterday. And I know for your team, see, well, you just went out here. You just got on the bus and just came out here, just kind of a straight drive from Oklahoma to get to Grand Junction. Now, you said you liked getting out here in kind of a quick one-shot approach to coming to Grand Junction.
Yeah, we kind of came different ways. Usually we'll leave Warner and try to get close to Denver and bus in the next morning. And this year we jumped on the bus at 7 o'clock Tuesday evening and we pulled in at the Doubletree at 11:45 yesterday morning. So it was good.
Well, it's great to have you back. It's been, 2013, the last time your ball club came here. Delgado's been here a few times out of your district, and you're able to beat Delgado and Joe Sherman, who's going to go into the Hall of Fame. He'll join you there when Joe goes in tomorrow night. But you got the two-run victory against Delgado to come to Grand Junction for the first time since 2013.
Yeah, we played pretty good in our district. We had a good run in our region, and we've been pretty solid all year. It's been pretty much the same club. We just kind of click along, and we played good in our region. And then we got on Delgado on Friday and beat him pretty bad. And then we beat Crowder, who had a really good ball club. And I told my guys, I said, that wasn't the true Delgado bunch. And they wound up beating Crowder on Friday night. And then we got a lead on them on Sunday. We got rained out Saturday and got a lead on them on Sunday. And they wouldn't go away. They just kept fighting. And I didn't expect anything different. They're like us. They got a winning tradition, a good culture. So we had to turn a double play in the top of the night to end the game. So it was an exciting game, I guess, if you're a fan.
Yeah, 16-14 win for Connor State over Delgado to punch their ticket for Grand Junction. Perry Keith, the coach of the Cowboys of Warner, Oklahoma, joining us today on the team. You look at your lineup this year, and you always usually bring, Perry, really good offensive clubs to Grand Junction. David Mendham's had an outstanding year, leads your team in RBIs with 84. He's also hit 14 home runs. Jake Womack has driven in 80. He has 14 home runs as well. So those two guys have really been the two guys have kind of led the way offensively. We'll talk about Chris Mondesi in a moment, but Mendham and Womack have been two really big, important bats for your lineup this year.
Yes, they have, and they've been solid from the get-go. It's not anything where they've been hot and cold. They've just been the same old guy every day. And Mendham's a left-handed hitter, and Womack's a right-handed hitter. And we got them stuck in the middle of order in 3-4 spots. And they've just been real solid all year. They give us good at-bats every time. And the Ortega kid on me, Ortega leads off, and him and Looper are on base a lot. And they just constantly come up with big hits and have driven in a lot of runs. And like I said, they've just been solid all year. It's not like where they just went nuts for 2 weeks and then bad for a while. But they've really had good years.
Mentioned Chris Mondesi on the year with 62 RBIs. And his uncle, somebody that I think most baseball fans know quite well, particularly if you're a Dodger fan, Raul Mondesi, the former Dodger, the uncle of Chris Mondesi.
We've had Chris. Chris is a freshman here out of New York, and he plays second base. And when the Looper kid pitches, he'll slide over and play short. He's an outstanding infielder, and he's a solid hitter, and he's going to grow into some power. He's kind of a gap-to-gap guy right now, but he's got some sneaky power. And he hit a grand slam in the bottom of the eighth the other day. Delgado had come back and tied us, and he jumped one out of the park and gave us some cushion. He's had a good year, and just going to continue to get better. He's a solid player.
Connor State, Oklahoma coach Perry Keith joining us today on the team. From a pitching standpoint, Perry, ERA of 4.81 for your staff this year. Brian Martinez leads you in innings pitched. He also leads you in wins this year with eight. It doesn't look like you have one or two arms that are just dominant. It looks like you have a lot of guys you hand the ball to, and they've given you some quality starts and good innings this year.
Yeah, that's what we've done most of the year and then down the stretch. You know, Brian, he's just been a horse for us. He takes the ball every week, and he'll always get us deep into games. Even though he's had two or three starts that were just okay from his standpoint, but then you look up and he still ate up six or seven innings. Darian Looper plays shortstop. He's pitched for us and pitched well down the stretch. Briar Ward started out, freshman left-hander, started out, just wasn't throwing very well and just kept battling, and all of a sudden, about the 1st of April, he got going and really picked us up and probably made a big difference in our ball club. Keith Traylor, Joe Roundtree, and Secondino Morales, we've mixed and matched those guys out of the pen. And they have, you know, just like I told you yesterday, it just seems like we're just kind of the sum of all parts on the mound, and a lot of guys about the same, and we throw strikes, and we play good defense behind them.
Perry Keith, the coach of Connor State, Oklahoma, with us today. They'll square off against Iowa Western 10 o'clock Sunday at the Alpine Bank Junior College World Series. You like the advantage of not having to play till Sunday, or do you like to always play on Saturday, Perry? Is there the pros and cons of playing that first game on Sunday for you? What would those be?
Well, you know what? This is my sixth trip out here, and I've never been in the Sunday bracket. So I guess to just keep throwing your name in the hat, the draw came up. So we'll see. It's baseball. We just need to be prepared, and Iowa Western's got a good club, and we'll need to play well and play relaxed and let the chips fall where they may. So I don't think that's going to – you know, if you win, it's a good thing. You're sitting there on Tuesday in the winner's bracket. That's obviously a good thing. We just hope we can play to the best of our ability, and whenever they tell us to play, we'll show up and play.
Mark Reardon has another good club, hitting .361 of the season among the national leaders in batting average and runs batted in. And Caleb Balgard for them has had a sensational season, 66 RBIs. Jaden Rolfs has driven in 64. Mark Reardon always has really good offensive teams. Perry, you've seen that in the past, and you've played Mark's teams, and this year's team is no exception.
No, you know, there's no slouches here when you're Brian will need to throw well and keep us in the game. Should be a good ball game. Should be an exciting game for fans to watch. So, like I said, there's no question what we're going to get from them. And we, like I said, we just need to be able to play the best of our ability.